I'm Ellen.
And I'm Erin.
We're your source for sensible parenting advice delivered with a light touch.
We are your girlfriends on call, 24/7, for honest, funny chats about all of the things that matter to you.
We are the Sensible Moms.
And these are our sound bites. Hey folks, we all know travel is a great, wonderful experience for kids and adults alike. What do y'all think about this? Your daughter, who is 14 years old, is asked to go on a cruise with a family that are acquaintances and not necessarily good family friends. But our soundbite today is going to be about a situation that happened to Ellen.
So she's asked to go on a cruise, and it's with a family that we have been in contact with for years, since Jill was in kindergarten. But we're not family friends. In fact, we're having them over for dinner to talk about this, and I think we're gonna let her go. The only reason I can think of to really say no is because I just want to keep my baby with me. And some people are reacting kind of strongly to the fact that I would let her go on this. My daughter has had opportunities to travel, and she's actually gone on a cruise before with us. But when I was growing up, if I hadn't been able to go places with other people, I would have never gone anywhere. But people are saying that it would have to be a close family friend or a school trip. But what about, I just know school trips aren't that well supervised either.
Exactly. I think when we were talking about it, I was very much struck by the fact that both of us were not dismissive of the feeling of anxiety about having your baby being far away, being with another family. However, I travel with Jill too, and I know how savvy she is, and I know how smart she is. And I know that she also is completely comfortable traveler, because you guys do travel a lot. Mm-hmm. I also think, even though these aren't friends of yours, you know them well enough. You have an extended history with them. And I think that you're definitely a mom that when alarm bells go off, you don't ignore them. And you don't have alarm bells about this.
So no, I think also both of us have older kids. Erin's oldest is a senior and mine's a junior. And we see the writing on the wall that they're actually going to have to go out in the big world without us.
A lot.
A lot. And I know when I went on my last trip to Europe, we didn't even have cell phones. And it was, our advisor was like, all right, free time. Find your way around Italy. We'll meet up back at the hotel at 10 p.m. Make sure you have dinner.
Don't get lost.
It's like, does anyone speak Italian? No, you'll be fine. You all are cute. You all are cute. Like, really? I do think my chaperone said that to us a lot. You're fine. You're cute. You'll find people will help you.
A lot of times, there are these fears that we have as parents, that you're like, no, I don't want her to go. I want to keep her close. I want to keep her safe. Like, you know you can keep her safe. And you know that, you know, if she's with you, it's all good.
But it's not.
But it's not. That's not really true. Like, stuff happens even when they're with you.
I guess what it boils down to is I think it's a fallacy and just delusional to think that you can keep your kids safe even when they're with you. So why keep opportunities from them just because you want to keep them close and keep them safe? It's not like I'm sending her with a train ticket to travel through China by herself. She's going with a family that I trust on a cruise, which is very contained and very planned. It scares me to think about, but you can't. You can't keep them safe, so why not let them live their lives?
On a smaller scale, this makes me think of what's happening in our neighborhood. We live right next to a big park, and we give our boys walkie-talkies and let them go for it. They're 11 and 13. We don't let the 7-year-old do it yet because 7-year-old...
He's seven.
So
we do have... We're not like these crazy... Let them run free through the streets.
Although, I am a scout leader, and I'm a strong believer in that having skills builds confidence, and giving kids opportunities to safely push boundaries is a really great thing in terms of making really confident kids.
You know what it really comes down to? It's about kids being ready. My oldest, even when it was legal for her to stay home by herself, really could not handle it. The first time she did it, I was just going to be 5 minutes coming home after the bus. In that 5 minutes, she did not program the code into the alarm system correctly. She freaked the freak out and ran out into the middle of our front yard to call me.
Oh,
and
Grace.
As I was telling her what to do, she kept hanging up on me because she was so panicked. And my whole thing was I was trying to not have the sheriff show up because we live in a wonderful community where there's very fast response time. She's hanging up on me, but then she wants to call me back. But while we're talking, she hangs up on me. I'm trying to call the alarm company to give my password to make it stop while she's trying to beep in, and I pictured her running around the front lawn. So she did not stay home, and we took baby steps. Meanwhile, my youngest, yeah, completely fine.
Totally.
And I'm not sure it's just the first child, second child thing.
Different personality.
It is different. A little bit. My oldest is, while wonderful, is a little bit flightier. My youngest is a little bit more like me, perhaps.
I kind of love Grace. She channels me a lot. I know you gave birth to her and all, but I do agree with you. I think that this is one of the things. So my oldest son just started driving on his own. He's 17, which is a full year after a lot of kids get their license, but he wasn't ready for his driver's license.
So what did it matter? I don't think the ages so much matter as you just have to know your kid and look at each situation. Oh, wouldn't it be nice if there was a manual that said, at this age, they are ready to do this. At this age, you may do this.
A crystal ball would be great, too. This is going to happen in the future.
All right.
A crystal ball, a manual. What else would be great for parenting?
I think it's time now to sign off from the podcast, and we'll get back to you all on the crystal ball and manual. Stay tuned. We'll probably reveal it in like podcast 50, so you should keep on listening.
This is our soundbite for today.
Bye.